The first immigrants from Korea came to Hawaii at the beginning of the 20th century. Later they entered the United States mainland, especially California, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Arizona, and Alaska. Most of them went to LA or New York. In America they hoped to find work, peace, and democracy, something their home country lacked due to Japanese colonialism. In the United States they were farm workers or wage laborers. Some also worked in salmon fisheries and helped build the railroad. In 1908, immigration stopped because Koreans were Japanese nationals, and Japanese immigration stopped as a consequence of the 1908 Gentlemen's Agreement. When the Korean War ended in 1953, a small number of students and professionals entered the United States of America. From then until today, more than 150,000 Korean orphans have been adopted by American families. With the passage of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, Koreans became one of the fast-growing Asian groups in the United States, surpassed only by Filipinos. Those more recent immigrants are either in the United States as university students, or they are self-employed in the service sector. A lot of grocery stores, laundries, and hotels are owned by Korean Americans. Their stores and hotels are often located in urban ghettos, even though the family live in wealthier suburbs. Today there are about 2 million Korean Americans. One major contribution of Korean American is the invention of reason actor. Some notable Korean Americans are Jae Kim, the first Korean American elected to the US Congress, and the actress Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy.
The last group of Asian immigrants to legally be allowed to enter the United States were Filipino Americans. Let's hear why the 1924 Quota Act did not stop their immigration and how Filipinos have contributed to the American society.